Okay, so one of the forgotten things that people forget to talk about in Pesach is we make a big deal about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we make a big deal about Korban Pesach, we make a big deal about Kriyas Yam Suf, but one of the sort of forgotten things is that back in the day in the Beis Hamikdash, a big theme of Pesach was with the Korban Omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach. So what I want to do is discuss a little bit just give some of the basic lumdus of how to understand the significance of the Korban Omer. And what's sort of the nature of the Korban Omer? Well, maybe we'll compare and contrast a little bit the Korban Omer to the Korban Shavuot Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem, and try to understand the significance of the Korban Omer.
Well, I'd like to use me as why we didn't mention it in Musaf.
Oh, okay. Why? So, right. That's a good. Okay, so let's address that. We'll get to that question. Why is it that we didn't make any mention of Korban Omer and Musaf?
Mm-hmm.
We can add in more kashas. We don't make mention of the Shtei Lechem and Shavuos and Musaf.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days ago, a few days ago was Erev Pesach. We didn't make any mention of Korban Pesach in davening either. And some people have the minhag of saying Pesukim of Korban Pesach, but there's no mentioning of Korban Pesach in Tefillah. Okay, so let's address.
We do make a point in Sukkot about Mayim.
Let's address these questions. It's a very good question. Okay, so before we get there, so first we'll take a look at the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, Mishnah actually in Masechet Sukkah. So look at the Mishnah in source 2. So Mishnah says, "B'sholsha prak mishana yikol mishmar shavos ve'imurei haragalim v'chilk lechem apayim bat ses omer la helach matzah helach chomet." So the Mishnah is teaching if 3 times of the year, all the mishmaros, all the groups of the kohanim are equivalent. I mean, they were able to divide up the emurim, the innards of the korbanos, equally. Meaning that korbanos are part of the yantif. Yantif korbanos were split amongst all the 24 groups of the regal. I mean, the way the mishmaris worked is that there's 24 shifts. So on the week of the regal, you had the weekly, the person, the group, the mishmar who's normally that week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all the other mishmaris come to the Beis Hamikdash. So when it comes to korbanos, which are just a normal korban, has nothing to do with the regal, so that the normal mishmar gets. When it comes to regal korbanos are coming just because of the yantif, so that's split up amongst all the 24 mishmaros.
So if I were to bring, a woman gave birth, right, and she's to bring her so korban, that's only for the mishmaros or anyone?
No, that's only for that mishmar of that week, because that's not a regular korban, and that's not a korban that's come because of the yantif.
Okay.
A person that is bringing a korban because of the yantif, or for example, like any like the Shtei Lechem, let's say in Shavuos, so that's the Yantif Korban. So that Korban is not only eaten by the Mishmar of that week, that's eaten up by all the Mishmars.
So I have to have a Kazayit between.
That the Beis Halevi explains when it comes to eating Korbanos, you don't actually need to. It's a din in the Korban being eaten, so therefore you're kind of the din of eating even when you eat less than the Kazayit. Mm-hmm. Okay, now if you look at the Rambam, Hochos Klei Mikdash Perek Dalad, so he writes there. Mitzvah asay lios kol mishmar shavim v'regalim. So the Rambam, this is the Rambam, goes off at the Rambam, but the Rambam thinks that there's a pas mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, says the Rambam, is that all the mishmaros should be shavim, they should be equal on the regal. V'kol sheyavo min ha-kohen v'regal ratzel avod oved v'chol ki mehen, and any of the kohen who want to come in the yantif, if they want to do the avoda, so they can do the avoda, and you can give them from the korbanos. V'ein omrim lo lech ad shegiv mishmarcha shenema ki yavo levi me'achad sherechem. We don't tell them, wait until it reaches your mishmar's turn. Because all the mishmars are equal in the regal. The Ramban goes, the Ramban thinks that the Ram's wrong. But this is the Ram, Shitas Rambam. So med var mamurim, but korbanos are gal mechilik lechem hapan, mechilik shtei lechem. So what's this case? So it's true when korbanos are the regal. When it comes to splitting the lechem and the pan, when it comes to splitting the lechem shalat sais v'shavuos of the darim and the davos the tamidin, but when it comes to neder and the davah, a person just wants to bring a neder and the davava in makriven son v'fil berega al mishmar shuzana kavua. So those go to the mishmar kavua. When it comes to korbanos, which are regular korbanos, they're eaten up by everyone. Now Tosos, I said the Mishnah Merchi on the Rambam has a kasha. What did the Rambam forget? Which korban did the Rambam not mention?
Omer.
Korban Omer. So the Mishnah Melech is
part. It's not eaten, right?
Yeah, of course it was eaten.
It was just weaved.
It was a mincha. It wasn't.
After they weaved the barley, was it?
No, it was definitely wasn't. I mean, it's also a question who gets to do the avoda. I mean, there's different parts of this. I mean, there's the eating. There's also who's doing the avoda. So it says the ram, the Mishnah of Bava Kasher, no mention of Korban Omer.
Mm-hmm.
So questions, what group is the Korban Omer going to be in? And you're going to tell me what the Mishnah didn't mention Korban Omer. So Mishnah Mach explains, well, no, but the Mishnah said, he called me Shor Shavuz Be'emur HaRegalim. What's Emur? The innards of Regalim. So included within that is the Korban Omer. That's what the Mishnah Mach says. Fine. So now, just to show there's a Rishon who assumes that all the Mishmaris are split on the Regalim. So it's the Tosas written Sechaz Yoma. So if you look at the Gemara Sechaz Yoma, it's talking about how the Beis Mikdash was like in times of Shimon HaGadol. So the Gemara there says in Daf Lamites, Yishtalcha Bracha B'Omer. So the Gemara is saying how good it was in those days. So there's a Bracha in the Omer, Vishtei Lechem, Vlechem Apanim. So any kohen who got even a kezayis of the omer, the shelachim lechem panim be full, yish ochlo mosir, and some would eat, and they'd be left over because they'd just be so full. Mikam be'elach nishtachem air of omer, the shelachim lechem panim. But after Shimon HaGadol died, so then there's a curse. So it says the Tosfos is read there. So Tosfos is bad for kasha. Why is it that the Gemara specifically mentions korban haomer and shelachim lechem panim? So he explains, Nakahanim Shim Shayum is stalking the Khom Ishmaisberg Gala, and by Phil Achim is Chalkin Lakula. And so it says the Tosfos read, the reason why we mention all three is because all these three different Korbanos, namely the Korban Omer, the Shtei Lechem, and the Lechem Apanim, were divided up amongst all the Mishmaris on their Gala. So you see clearly, that's what the Tosfos read says. So you see clearly from the Tosfos read.
That makes no sense.
Right, no, Tosfos read
is
weaker
things.
No, Tosfos remember when it comes to Lechem Panim the regal, so that's that's the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says in the Masechet Sukkah. You see the Mishnah.
Yeah, right.
Lechem Panim was divided up amongst all the different Mishmaris. So now in the week of the Yant, meaning tomorrow Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach. It wasn't only for the Lechem Panim is matzah. Right? People don't remember. I mean,
yeah,
it's matzah, but. Mm-hmm. But that was divided up. It was divided up to old mishmaris. I mean, it wasn't only limited to the Kohanim of that mishmaris, the old mishmaris. So says the Tosfos Rid. So Tosfos Rid thinks it's true when it comes to the Korban Omer as well. I mean, so Tosfos Rid assumes the Korban Omer is given to old mishmaris. That's the Tosfos Rid holds. And essentially, it's a big machlokes between the Tzlach and the Aruch Haner. I'm forgetting who holds what, but one of them holds that. I mean, one of them assumes that one came. I think the Nod Biyuda, yeah, I think the Tzlach is Nod Biyuda. I think he holds against the Tosfos Rid. I mean, I think he holds that it was only given to the Mishmar of that week, meaning only the Mishmar.
Which makes sense.
And I think the Aruch Haner argues, there could be a mixing of the two up, but the Aruch Haner argues, the Aruch Haner thinks, no, it belongs to all the Mishmars. It belongs to all the Mishmars, it belongs to all the Kohanim. So the question is, what's Pshat in the Smachlokas? How can you understand the Smachlokas? Between the Tzlach and Aruch Haner and the different Rishonim about whether the Korban Omer, this is really the fundamental question. When it comes to Korban Omer, you see some of these like questions, they don't seem to be so important, but really, if we really understand this question, this is like the most, to understand the essence of the Korban Omer, we're going to have to understand this question, who ate the Korban Omer? Was it the Mishmar of that week, or is it given to all the Kohanim to eat from the Korban Omer and do that? Both of the Korban Omer, this is really the essential question for understanding the nature of the Korban Omer. Okay, so that's said by Haktava. So with that, we're going to take a look at just the Pesukim, which we read a couple of days ago, that discussed the obligation to bring the Korban Omer. So if you look in Source 5, and Kriyas HaTorah from 2 days ago, so the Torah says, Davi Abnei Yisov, Marta Lehem, Ki Sabo Arat Asher Nino Sen Lachem, V'Ketzartem Es Ksira, V'Vesa Es Omer V'Rishi Es Ksirachem El Kohen, Now, the question is, if you look in the Pesukim, there are really two different reasons that we're bringing the Korban Omer to this specific date. And what does the Torah say? It's called Rishis Ksirchem, it's the first of your harvest.
Mm-hmm.
But additionally, we're told that we're supposed to bring the Korban Omer what day?
Shabbos.
The first day after Shabbos, so fine. Unklos and Chazal clearly understand that it refers to the first day of Pesach. We're not getting into that. I mean, clearly refers to the first day of Pesach, right? So we have two mechayim to bring the Korban Omer. So one is the first of the harvest, and second is the day after Shabbos. Now, in a simple understanding, these seem to be reflective of these two different ways of understanding Korban Omer, meaning if you bring the Korban Omer because it's the first day after Pesach, so what's that? So I mean, it's a Pesach Korban, it's a regular Korban. But if you're bringing the Korban Omer because it's the first day of your harvest, So that's not really a Pesach korban, meaning that's just a korban that you're bringing the first time you harvest. Ah, the Torah sort of defines the first day of your harvest as being the second day of Pesach, but it's not really a Pesach idea. It's not linked to Pesach per se. It's just the first day of the harvest happens to happen on Pesach. Does that make sense?
And what if it doesn't?
Doesn't matter. I mean, just halachically. Okay, no. So that's a type of question. Let's say you missed the Korban Omer and then can you bring it later? Fine.
I was thinking, you have to harvest earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Because
it's correct. No, so it's also. I mean, the Torah says you can't. The first is the unless it's a tzarech mitzvah, it's also to do the harvest to the second day of Pesach. But I mean, the question is that something fundamental or technical? I mean, is it just happenstance? Okay, like we need arbitrarily pick a day to be the first day of the harvest. So the Torah says the second day of Pesach, or no, it's something more fundamentally linked to Pesach.
Because the farmer says Pesach grain is right. If I don't right now, it's Pesach.
Yeah,
I mean, Pesach is 2 weeks away.
Yeah, so let's show that there's sort of implications for both sides in Chazal and Yerushalayim. So you look in the Gemara, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tazayin. So the Gemara there is discussing the four different Yimei Hadin. So we have Yimei Yom Hadin on Rosh Hashanah, that's where people are judged. We have Yom Hadin on Shavuos for Peres Ilon. We have Yom Hadin on Sukkot for Mayim. And the Gemara talks about the Yom Hadin for grain. Where it says, Pesach. So why is it that the Torah says to bring the Korban Omer in Pesach? Because the Pesach is the time for grain. So Kosh Baruch Hu says to bring the Omer on Pesach in order that the Tfuah, the grain in the fields, is going to be blessed. Now, according to the Gemara, the implication of the Gemara is, Korban Omer a Pesach Korban or a spring Korban? And when are we told to bring the Korban Omer according to the Gemara?
Pesach.
Implying what? That the Korban Omer is really a din in Pesach. It's not a din in the spring. It's not a din in Aviv. It's a din in Pesach. And really, Korban Omer is a Pesach Korban. So according to this, right, the question we start out with to begin with is Korban Omer split up by all the Kohanim? Does it go to all the Kohanim or does it only go to the Kohanim of that Mishmar? So simple understanding of this based with this Gemara is that it's a Pesach Korban. So if it's a Pesach Korban, then it's a Korban to it's a regal korban, which case means it should go to all the kohanim, not only kohanim of that mishmar. And if you see this also implies in Sefer Chinuch, if you look here in Sefer Chinuch, when he talks about the obligation, he defines the mitzvah, shenakri b'yom shein shel Pesach. Yes, our mussar shel shayim mei Pesach. This is also the answer to your question. We should be makri, we should offer up on the second day of Pesach, in addition to the mussar of the days of Pesach, Kavis ben Shnasa Olav Omer Echad Shosayim Nik Omer Tnufa. Right, so it's a kavis, right? There's a sheep, a lamb, and then an Omer. So how does the Sefer Chinuch define the mitzvah? We shouldn't be makriv. We should offer up on the second day of Pesach. And it's a Pesach korban, and that answers your question. Also, why? Well, the reason we don't mention in davening is because what's korban musaf? Korban musaf is corresponds to the musaf korban. The korban Omer is not nothing to do with musaf. It's
an additional offering of the day.
No, but it's not Korban Musaf. I mean, Korban Musaf, and if you look...
Yeah, also, so if you look in Pinchas, it's not mentioned, right? So.
Exactly. And if you look, where is the Korban Omer mentioned? Which two Korbanos are mentioned in Parshas Emor? Mm-hmm. Only three Korbanos are mentioned. If you paid very close attention to Kriyas HaTorah, which two Korbanos were mentioned yesterday? Paying attention? Or 2 days ago?
Remember.
Korban Pesach,
mm-hmm.
Korban Omer, and Korban Shtei Lechem. Let's explain why. So Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach creates the... I mean, what's Parshas Emor talking about, right? The Kriyas HaTorah from a few days ago. So Sefer Vayikra as a whole is discussing in Yanim of Kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
Parshas Emor is discussing the Kedusha of the Yom Tovim. It's discussing the Kedusha of the Yom Tovim, the Kedusha Sezman of the Yom Tovim. So it describes, that's where all the Isser Melacha, you can't do work on all the Yom Tovim peers. So what's mentioned? So Korban Pesach creates the Kedusha Sayyam to Erev Pesach. I mean, Kedusha Sayyam of Erev Pesach emanates and stands in Korban Pesach. And there's a whole question, it's a halacha.
Now, Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid, not a Korban Tzibur.
No, it's a Zebesh. That's complicated. I mean, it's okay. Both, it has elements of both. It's only Korban has elements of both. I mean, but the Korban Pesach creates a Kedusha Sayyam. That's like, for example, like all the Shilas, which we almost can't read in actually, but we might have ran into last year, but Avelus and Erev Pesach, and just like, yes. What's that nature? Is that Yantiv, not Yantiv?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole discussion in its own right. I mean, that's might have been why, right, why we don't do Malacha and Erev Pesach, because it's some sort of, it's a Yantiv. Now, why are the two Korbanos mentioned? So we have the Korban Omer and the Korban Shtei Lechem. What's the Korban Omer and Korban Shtei Lechem? It's a korban omer, korban shnei lechem. We need that. It's part. Why is it linked to the kedushas? Well, what's the kedushas around that? No, but the point is, when it comes to Shavuos, Torah doesn't give a date for Shavuos. It's defined by these two korbanos. So the reason why we mention these two korbanos in the parasha,
the second korban.
No, both of them. I mean, what's Shavuos called? Biyom Bikurim, but Yom Hakrivem is Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. I mean, the korban shnei lechem is the day we bring the korban. The Torah,
after the korban. Omer, not the korban.
No, the korban. I mean, the Torah tells us to bring korban omer. Then we have to camp 49 days.
Right.
49 days later, on the 50th day,
yes,
we're told to bring the korban, the shtei lachem.
It's nothing to do with korban pesach.
No, nothing to do with korban pesach. I mean, but my point is that these three korbanos are defining the kedusha siyom.
Okay, fine.
Define kedusha siyom. Korban pesach is defining. No. Korban the pesach is defining the kedusha siyom of Erev Pesach.
Yes.
The korban omer and the korban shtei lachem are defining the kedusha siyom of Shavuos.
Yes.
They're needed to define and create the kedusha siyom of Shavuos. Mm-hmm. So, my point is that's nothing to do with Musaf. That's not Musaf. It's an addition to Musaf. And Korban, what Musaf is connected, is enacted to mimic and reenact the Korban Musaf. There's nothing to do with Korban Musaf. Korban Musaf was mentioned by Shem Pinchas.
Was just Korban that were Korban Tzibur of the day.
No. It's Korban Musaf. That's also why in Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, we don't make any mention in the private Shemona Esrei of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Because that's not Musaf. That's not the Musaf. We only mention the Musaf in our Shalasan Shemona Esrei. Fine. So it was also Shatz. We do the whole.
So the Musaf is then a technical term of which Korban. Not extra korban, this is a Musaf Korban.
Correct. Korban Musaf is limited to what the Musafim, which I mentioned, Parshas Pinchas. Anything, any other obligations to bring Korban on a certain day are not a Musaf. And if you think about it, there's not so many of those, meaning there's only four of them. Erev Pesach with the Korban Pesach, the second day of Pesach with the Korban Omer, first day of Shavuos with the Korban Shtei Lechem, and on Yom Kippur.
Well, also the water.
It's Nisa Chamayim, but that's not Korban. It's not Korban. It's not Korban. We're not being Makar. My point is that these are not Musafim, so therefore we don't make any mention of them in Shemoneh Esrei. Musaf is limited to Musaf. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay.
This is a very important story, just to know the basics of davening. Okay, good. So that was to prove that Korban Omer is a din in Pesach. Now, there are Mekoros to indicate that Korban Omer is not a din in Pesach, but it's really a din in Tes Zayin Nisan. So if you look at the Rambam in a bunch of places, if you look in Tumin Musaf and Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, that's where he paskins all the halachas of the Korban Omer, and then subsequently Sfiras Omer. So the Rambam there writes, but Pesach my kriven Korban Musaf, b'chol yom yom harishon yom hashvi.
Tumin Musafim, is that the name itself? It is neither Tamid nor Musaf then.
Okay, good. That's a good question. So why is it the Rambam puts it here? So, where else is he going to put it?
It's not my problem.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so, but the Rambam explicitly writes, in addition to, he clearly doesn't call us the Korban Musaf, but in addition, but he says, fine, so Pesach makrivim Korban Musaf, b'chol yom yom harishon yom hashvi, k'musaf v'shei chadashim, so on Pesach we offer up a Korban Musaf in every single day, from the first day until the seventh day, and that's the same, it's the same Musaf as Rosh Chodesh. Parim shnayim ve'ayil echad, so two parim, one ayil, v'shiva kvasim, are called olos, sir chatos, and achalos, right? They're all olos, and then one sir chatos. Yom sheni shel Pesach, shu yom shisha asar b'nisan, so on the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th day of Nisan, akriven yeser al musaf, we offer up, in addition to the korban musaf shel kol yom, keves ola, im omer tnufa, right? So the keves with the omer. Im mincha shel tzibor, kama shibyarn, it's a mincha of the tzibor. Now, it's a little bit strange. The Rez Ram said, "Biyom Shein Shal Pesach, Shu Shisha Sar B'Nisan." That's a little weird. Why is the Ram doing that? The second day of Pesach, which is the 16th day of Nisan, that's a little bit extraneous. Yeah, obviously we know.
Mm-hmm.
And you look in the next source as well. So I believe, if you look in the next source as well, this is what I'm saying. Chen Roy wrote Hamid HaNevim as Sanhedrin Chol Dor V'Dor Shemenifin as Omer B'Shisha Asar B'Nisan Ben B'Chol B'Shah. So the Ram's going a whole rant there about against the Sadducees and the and Sadducees. They claim Meriachas HaShavuos means Sunday. He says, no, every single generation, when do we do the Tenufas Omer? B'Shisha Asar B'Nisan. He doesn't say the second day of Pesach. It's the 16th of Nisan. So I think that explains the Mishnah Sa'ivitz, if it's Al Jolti. Because the point is that according to the Rambam, the Korban Omer is a din in the 16th day of Nisan. It's not connected to Pesach.
So, in that case, why didn't he write The 16th Nisan, Shehu Shnei Shel Pesach.
No, because he's talking about the Korbanos of Pesach. I mean, he's mentioning Korbanos of Pesach, and he's adding, Yom Shnei Shel Pesach, and then he says, Shu Yom Shnei Shel Sarvi Nisan, right? Obviously, we know it's the 16th day of Nisan, because we know the first day of Nisan. But the point is, I'm telling you that it's the Korban Omer is a din in Shisha Sashal Nisan. It's not a din in Pesach. Right, so that answers up the Mishnah Mouth's
kasha. And Shobin Trump said, Correct.
No, so that answers up the Mishnah Mouth's kasha, because what did the Mishnah Mouth ask the kasha in Clear Mikdash? Right, is that the Rambam omits the Korban Omer from the Korbanos, which are divvied up to all the Kohanim in that Mishnah. But no, because according to the Rambam, the obligation to bring the Korban Omer is a din in Shisha Sar Ben Nisan. It's not a din in Pesach, so... Therefore, it's not going to be given to all the Kohanim, it's only going to be given to the Kohanim of the Mishnah of that week. Because it's a Korban which was very much limited to that week. And the Mishnah of Savitzer goes on a very beautiful essay to explain that. That's really the fundamental difference between the Korban Omer and the Shtei Lechem. He proves that the difference between the two is that Korban Omer, that's not a function of Chag Matzos. It's not a regular korban. Okay, we bring in the 16th day of Nisan. It's connected to the spring, but it's not a function of Pesach. Whereas when it comes to the korban shtei lechem, the Mishnah even says explicitly, when it comes to the korban shtei lechem, that's divided up amongst all the different kohanim.
It is dafka the way
we walk. I know, correct. I mean, but the korban shtei lechem, that's a korban which is a korban regular. That's part and parcel of Shavuos. So you see clearly from this halacha, there's a really fundamental difference between korban omer and korban shtei lechem. Korban shtei lechem is a regular korban, whereas it comes to the korban omer, it's a...
I guess coming back to what you said earlier, right? It's almost you could say that the korban omer is more attached to Shavuos than it is to Pesach, in the sense that just a...
It could be.
In which case, you would say that since the shtei lechem is offered to all the kohanim, why isn't this one
attached? No, but the point is the korban shtei lechem, which is brown, so it's clearly much more linked to it. It's much more of a regular korban.
What I'm saying is, if
the korban that explains this machlokes in the random Tosfos Rid, and clearly the Tosfos Rid argues, and was the Tosfos Rid assume? The Tosfos Rid assumes no. That Korban Omer is really a Pesach Korban, it's not really a Shnei Lechem Korban, so therefore he holds it's divided up amongst all the Kohanim. Right, so what emerges is we have Machlokes Tosfos Rid Rambam, it's really Machlokes in Sakh and Erech Lener, but really we have Machlokes Tosfos Rid Rambam. How do we fundamentally understand the nature of Korban Omer? Is it a Pesach Korban, which is what the Tosfos Rid assumes, or is it really a Tesai Nisan, an Aviv Korban, which is what the Rambam assumes? And this seemingly minor machlokas, where it should be divided up to all the kohanim, is really what sort of brings up this lamdas. So fine. So that's that. So let's now discuss some nafkaminas, the result and emerge as a result of this machlokas. Some of them actually are lemaisa. You think, does the korban omer have anything to do with lemaisa? No, it actually does have some stuff to do with lemaisa. So if we look at source 10, it's a midrash tadsha, so it's one more obscure midrashim.
What's it on?
Touch it. I don't know what it means either. It's an obscure medrash. Not exactly sure who wrote it. So the medrash says, it has a whole comment about something. Zayin Moado saying, so the medrash says there's seven Moadim. Shabbos, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaOmer, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShofros, Chag Yom Kippurim, Chag HaSukkos. Okay, there's a lot of kashas asking on this medrash. Mm-hmm. But according to the Medrash, what's one of the Yom Tovim? Chag HaOmer. Chag HaOmer, right? There's the Yom Tov of Omer. So it asks the Emor Bracha a kasha like this. I didn't put it here, but the Gemara Masech is Arach and teaches, why is it that when it comes to Sukkot, we say full halal every day? When it comes to Pesach, we only say full halal once. Because when it comes to Sukkot, it's a different korban every day, so therefore that's a different obligation of halal every day. But when it comes to Pesach, we bring the same korban Musaf, and therefore... Or we bring the same korban, therefore we only say full halal.
That's the other once. Explanation.
No, so what's the problem? What's the kasha? Ask the Emor Bracha kasha. According to this medrash, there's a separate chag called Chag HaOmer. And what are we doing differently? The second day of Pesach, that's a much different korban than the first day, because the first day there wasn't a korban omer.
Right.
The second day of Pesach, we're bringing a korban omer. So why is it that on the second day of Pesach, now you're going to my chutzla, it's fine, but that's so. Right? Why is it that we're not saying full halal on the second day of Pesach because of the Korban Omer? That's the kasha of the Emor Bracha. So now it's Teretz.
So, I mean, the standard, the other explanation for why it's a hollow is because the last day it's a hollow because the Egyptians drowned us.
It's difficult. That's
it's a yeah. focus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good.
It's a same outfit, and therefore, like.
Exactly. Meaning, exactly. But that's only going to help you for one sheet. Meaning, if you assume that the Korban Omer is a dinin, it's a din tezayin, it's nothing to do with Pesach, so you're not going to say hollow. But
well, we just hollow for its own sake.
Correct. Oh, why? So that's a separate cash. I mean, that's a separate cash. You know. So why is it? So we take a fund. I think that he leaves us a sarki and a bracha. I think there's much simpler text. I mean, the simple text for getting all this lamdas. I mean, you could answer it based on this lamdas, but the simple text is that Gemara is only talking. Well, why is it that we say? Why? I mean, you just ask a simple kasha. What on earth does hollow have anything to do with whether they bring a different amount of korbanos? Like, what does that have to do with anything? So the point is that on the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash and Yom Tov, they would blow the chatzotzos. Part of the chatzotzos was that they would sing hollow, meaning the Levim would sing hollow and they would blow the chatzotzos. And it was only on 18 days, I mean, it was only on the specific, sorry, only on 10 days of the year. Meaning the mission says that the 12 days were the challah would be, the flute would be makif in respect that they blew the flute. Mm-hmm. So it was the first day of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, Shavuos, Erev Pesach, and Pesach Sheni. So Erev Pesach and Pesach Sheni is because of the Korban Pesach. But the other days, it's because of the special, unique Korban Masav. Because of the unique Korban Masav, so they'd have the full hallow of the full shebang and everything. So that wasn't happening with the Korban Omer. As we explained, the Korban Omer is not a Korban Masav. So by definition, you're not going to say full hallow because of it.
But then you list the Lath Rosh Hashanah, right? Which is, you would think...
No, it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We don't say full hallow.
Anyway, for other reasons.
That's a cash. I mean, that's a separate cash. You know, it's a good question. I mean, because back in... we're not going to get into this now, but back in the Beis Hamikdash, the Ramban assumes on Rosh Chodesh. In the Beis Hamikdash, did they say hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Or the Ramban says,
No,
the Ramban says that on Rosh Chodesh, in the Beis Hamikdash, they celebrated Rosh Chodesh because they brought Sasha Korban, so they said full hallel and everything. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't. But in the Beis Hamikdash itself, so the question is, according to the Ramban, then what did they do in Rosh Hashanah? In the Beis Hamikdash, did they sing hallel on Rosh Hashanah?
It's
a good kasha for another time. We can get into that, but I didn't know how we got there, but okay. My point, fine. So to answer the Amy Brachos kasha, so either you could say based on this whole lamdas that really the korban omer is a korban. It's really a korban in it's a din. It's not a din pesach. It's a din in whatever it's spring or whatever. It's nothing to do with pesach, so it's not going. Generate a separate obligation of hallow. You could just say this whole, I think the more simple answer is just hallow is nothing to do with, hallow is connected to Korban Masav. It's not connected to other korbanos you bring in the day. I ain't going to talk about Korban Pesach, right? So it's all a separate discussion. Right, so that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, which is something which is the Rishonim argue and discuss, is why is it that there's no bracha shachianu on Siyas Omer? Right, we know we make a brach of shachianu.
I assume that was because it's a long 49-day thing.
There's like 10 different teretz. The classic teretz, which is about the Baal Mor, most we should assume is that why is it we do Siyas Omer nowadays? It's a Zeich LeMikdash, and it's the basic mikdash is destroyed. So like it's a little bit sad. So we're not gonna make shachianu on something which we're sad about.
There's cashes, because there's a lot of cashes in that,
but that's about more than that. That's what they say. Now, Miri says something different. Miri says, Elishani Omer Shasiyas Omer Nifter Hubizman Shayantif. That Shasiyas Omer is exempted with the Brach of Shachiyani you say at the Seder. That's what Miri says. Meaning, the reason why you don't say Shachianu on Siyas Omer is because you can say Shachianu at the Seder and then the patches of your obligation to say Shachianu at Siyas Omer. So this is a little bit difficult. Now, what's the Miri clearly assuming? The Miri is clearly assuming that Siyas Omer is very much linked to Pesach in the Korban Omer. I mean, according to the Miri, the Korban Omer is a din probably in Pesach, or Siyas Omer is at least a din Pesach, and therefore the brach, the Shachianu about Pesach, meaning, how's Shachianu about the fact that Pesach come have anything to do with Siyas Omer?
Which we say the next day.
Mm-hmm. Forget about the fact that we do it the next day. That's a separate cash. I mean, the Rush holds, for example, right, there's a separate cash, so why is it that we didn't make Shachianu on Bidikas Chametz? Or just a Birichas Chametz. Why isn't there no Shechem and Birichas Chametz?
You're not making Shechem on a preparatory mitzvah. I think it's...
So there's different answers. So the Rosh Hashanah, Pshat is because you can be Yotzev and Shechem on Pesach itself. Kasha. It's difficult. But fine. But you see clear from the Miri, though, that the Miri is assuming that the Sfiras Omer is very much linked up to Pesach, and therefore the Shechem on Pesach can exempt...
So I want to say, it seems to me from what you're saying, that Koro is it's all more tied to Shavuos than it's to Pesach. It happens to occur on Pesach, but it's more linked to Shavuos, no, it seems to me.
Okay.
Because you say it's a Lo Omer to the Shavuos, not Lo Omer from the day we said it. It just seems to me it's more linked up the other way.
Okay, but whatever. I mean, that's not going to explain the Miri. But yeah, I mean, see the Miri means the Miri holds. And this is also, my friend pointed out to me, this is also Pshat in the Miuchos L'Rashba. In the Menachos and the Samachet, so he says, "In Tomer Machas Hashabbos Lam Lechtov." Why does it say Machas Hashabbos Lechtov? El Miyom Viyachem Omer. It is a Lokasal Kedusha Kedushas Yomtev Gorem Sasfira Shachamishim. And it says it's coming to teach us that the Kedusha of Yomtev, the Kedusha of Pesach. Why is it saying Machas Hashabbos? It says the Miuchas Rashi. We have no idea who wrote this, but he explains because the Kedusha of Pesach causes us to count the Sfira Omer. And it gives a whole nice reason. Time of Kriyat Yom Mitzrayim to the Kabbalah Torah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim to receive the Torah. So therefore, Sfiras Omer is all dependent on Pesach. So you see this idea that Sfiras Omer is dependent on Pesach. Now, again, if you're assuming that Sfiras Omer is about Pesach, it's connected to Pesach. So you're probably assuming like this idea that the Korban Omer is also very much connected to Pesach. Whereas if you're assuming like the other Rishonim that Korban Pesach is. As I said, Korban Omer has nothing to do with Pesach, it's just a spring Korban, so you're going to come up with another reason why we don't say Shachianu and Korban Omer, and there's other reasons, either your Shachianu and Shavuos could suffice, or it's not a happy thing, or there's different reasons you can give. But my point is that this, at least the Shita of the Mi'iri, the Miuchos Rashba, clearly indicates a connection between Sfiras Omer and Korban Omer. There's also a wild Avin Nezrich, this is crazy, but he assumes this is a big machlokes in Rishonim. Are women obligated in Sfiras Omer or not? So most Rishonim assume no. There's a Ramban who assumes that it's not considered a mitzvah Sfiras on Groma. And the Avnezer says, why are women obligated in Sfiras Omer? Well, since they're obligated in Matzah Maror and Sfiras Omer is the next night, so therefore, once they're obligated in Matzah Maror, they're obligated in Sfiras Omer. That's very difficult, Avnezer, but meaning. I mean, Avnezer now, even though almost everyone argues on this Avnezer, I mean, clearly you see that Avnezer is assuming that there's a connection between Sfiras Omer and Pesach.
Who is Avnezer?
He died like 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's a big, big Bel Mechadish. So my point is that the more you view Sfiras Omer connected to Pesach, so there's going to be all other nafkamiyas that are resulting of this. And all these connections between Sfiras Omer and Pesach are really emanating from this fundamental question, which is about the Korban Omer. Is the Korban Omer a din in Pesach? Or is the Korban Omer just a din tesai nisan? It's a din in the Chag Aviv. So essentially, to sum up, we discuss the fundamental lamdas of the Korban Omer, and we prove that there's really two ways of understanding Korban Omer. Either it could really be a din in Pesach, or it could just be a din in tesai nisan. It's just a spring Korban happens to happen on Pesach, and we showed and discussed all sorts of nafkaminas as a result of this chesira. Okay.